One Pixel Jump for September 19th, 2010. Hey, there's a Funimation for sale. Would you like to make a bid on it?
Sounds great. Is it on eBay?
I don't think that it's available on eBay. It'd be a really weird place to sell your multinational corporation.
Well, screw that then.
It's just like, would you want to sell it on eBay? Who's going to bid on that?
Apparently 6 people. Funimation's a pretty big animation company.
They're the only anime company left, as far as I know, ever since ADV was destroyed and dispersed, you know, like the stars in Katamari. The King of All Cosmos flew into the ADV home building, blew it up. They have to roll together a bunch of voice actors and ADR directors in order to rebuild it in space.
And then what did they do, roll up all the lollies and make a Lolita star?
Yeah, exactly.
But there's... Funimation's got a lot of stuff on Hulu. They're a pretty big deal. So, apparently they're up for bid. They're 6 interested buyers.
That's very important. Gen Fukunaga is going to be paid $250,000 for it, if it goes through, while he's the president.
Yeah.
I didn't even know Funimation was up for bid.
Apparently so.
I wonder why. I'm not sure exactly what goes into selling a daughter company.
I mean, like, it would be, like, a specific section of your industry.
The story is that the Navara Corporation is selling Funimation Entertainment. I'm not sure why they're doing it, but there are apparently 6 interested bidders who have put up money to buy Funimation. I'm not exactly sure if that's going to change Funimation's production or if it's going to change their direction. Instead of dubbing anime, they start dubbing Spanish informational cartoons. Or those weird black and white Eastern European cartoons.
Yes. So what do you think about this sale? I mean, like, you think maybe it's because of the economy?
Oh, okay, I see why. After actually reading through the bottom paragraph of the article, we should do better journalism.
Yeah.
But they're selling it off because Navara wants to focus more on their software industry, and Funimation is not that. So what they need to do is they need to do what Nintendo did with Mario back in the early 90s and license out Dragon Ball Z characters for things. You know, Goku is missing.
Yes.
Goku's time machine.
Pretty soon you'll have something of the quality of those old CDI games. Hotel Mario!
Hotel Goku.
Yes.
Instead of actually running around to close all of the doors, you just fire a Kamehameha wave into it.
Yep.
It blows up and you win.
Yep. But I mean, it's saying in this article, Funimation's recent results have generally met expectations. So I guess they're doing okay.
Yeah, it just means that the company is going in a different direction than Funimation, so they're selling it off to somebody who could be of more use. I hope they sell it to 4 kids.
Ah!
That would be funny. I'd laugh.
Oh, God.
I'd laugh all day long.
So I'm wondering, like, how Hitalia would get dubbed if 4 kids did it.
It would be exactly the same. I do not understand why this show is rated MA. There is nothing M or A or MA or TV about this show.
They're just so, like, tee-hee stuff. We're not going to tell you. And they don't even say it all that often.
They don't even do that much.
I mean, like, they mentioned naughty DVDs once, and that Germany has some sort of erotic DVD that involves a dog.
I'm going to go ahead and give you this advice, Internet. If you ever resign to creating an anime podcast, never let the girl co-host pick your shows. Because then you end up watching Axis Power Satalia, and then you get bored and slowly decay away.
Hey, you're the one who asked me to pick.
Yes, I am, and you picked the worst show ever. That's not true. This isn't even a bad show. This is just a really boring show.
It's got an interesting format, only 5 minutes per episode.
And that would work if it was actually a good comedy show, but it is not. Italia is a 5-minute short show. It is almost... When I first saw that, the first thing that came to mind was those little shorts you see that are at the beginning of Pixar movies, the little 3D quick short story with a few gags thing, but this is not that, because those things are all self-contained. Italia actually has an overarching plot line. That's World War II. You would think something would happen in a show about World War II, but no. Nothing happens in this show.
I mean, it starts off in World War I and actually makes some progress to World War II, and then it kind of gets in stalemate for a long time. I mean, I don't know how much listeners you've studied history, but a lot of times in history they'll have to go back, explain the historical background, etc., etc. Italia kind of does that too. You've got different people representing different countries. So it focuses a lot on Italy at first, and it talks about back when Italy was young and liked to paint and draw because of all the Renaissance artists, and like and how it's all weak now.
Even though that's not really what happened, Italy did go through a transitional phase in the Italian Wars where everybody just took a big chunk of Italian land because I guess they were all soft after the Renaissance, but it sort of locks Italy into that characterization and never develops it into the nation that fought three wars for its independence and invaded two countries during World War I. That was the stupidest thing, too, World War I. It's one episode long, and the only thing that happens is that Italy meets Germany, and then you find out the only relationship that there is in the whole show. Italy is a pussy, and Germany is annoyed at Italy for being a pussy.
I mean, it's probably the loosest interpretation of history I've ever seen in a work that's supposed to be historically based. I mean, it's all optimistic, rose-tinted glasses. You don't see anything so far, at least I've watched about half the series. You don't see anything about the Holocaust. You don't see anything about the rape of Nanking. None of the really serious historical stuff. It's all lighthearted, and China occasionally beats up people with pots and ladles.
They couldn't have the Nanking Massacre. If they were to show the Nanking Massacre, they would have to infringe on how great Japan is.
It's a very Japan-centric view, which is weird because so many of the characters are European countries.
Well, I mean, like, Japan is not really... There are barely any characters in this show. Every single character shows up to say a line that, when you hear it, you will think to yourself, was that the joke? Every single character is one or two personality traits, and Japan's only personality trait is to be stoic and awesome. And when I say awesome, I don't mean in the sense that you will look at him and say, that is an awesome character, like Ryoma from Get a Robo or Kamina from Gurren Lagann. But all of the other characters think Japan is just so great, just so awesome, and you should talk about how awesome Japan is. I only watched 6 episodes of this series, but there is at least one of those episodes where they take about a minute of time, which is 1/5 of the episode, if you'll remember, and just talk about how Japan is stoic and respectable and so cool, and then apparently they never go into how Japan committed a whole bunch of war crimes against China in World War II. Or WW2, as apparently the series thinks it's called.
Well, maybe that's just how they say it in Japan.
That bothers me so much. I would think Japan would have a phrase for World War.
Well, they like gratuitous English, which is kind of strange considering, you know, that they're kind of against the English speakers in that case. I mean, you know, it's very lighthearted and optimistic, and considering that I had to sign up for Hulu to watch it because it was rated mature, there's nothing to it like that. Like, I mean, later on there's a scene even where America asks France how to burn calories or whatever. Well, he's just asking for dieting advice, and France is like, you gotta burn the calories that you eat. And then, like, Italia just basically says, alright, now there's this part here that's educationally bad, so we're gonna cut it out. Probably implying how France burns those calories.
Which doesn't follow in any sort of way. I don't understand. Is the idea that France burns calories by having a lot of sex or something?
I think that was kind of the idea they were going for, yeah. I don't get it either.
That doesn't follow in any way. I just made that up.
Nothing really follows in Italia. I mean, I think the series would benefit a bit more if it stuck to larger than 50-second plots. I mean, you've got a main plot that's going on, World War II. You've got all these skits. So, early on, goes back to Italy's place in the Renaissance. Then later on, you go back to the Revolutionary War and the tensions therein between America and England.
let me go ahead and interject by saying, ostensibly, World War II is going on. The events of World War II are apparently the three Axis powers, Germany, Italy, and Japan, of which I'm almost certain there are more nations in the Axis powers, sitting on a beach and talking about nothing, and then nothing happens, and then nothing happens, and then nothing happens.
And then Austria shows up with a piano.
And I'm not stuttering when I say, and nothing happens, and your recording is not skipping. That's what goes on in this show. Nothing. Nothing ever happens.
It's pretty slow-paced. Maybe it's just because, like, each episode is only 5 minutes, so you've got the intro going on in every episode, you've got the credits going on in every episode, and you have to load up the next one. And it is slow-paced anyway. It makes it feel a lot longer, which is weird considering how short the episodes are.
Yeah, I watched 6 episodes of this show, which is half an hour, which is a little bit more than your standard anime episode, and it just feels like the show goes on forever. And there's 2 reasons for that. If you've ever heard of a show called Erda, the Third Reich, that show was also only 5 minutes per episode, so in your mind you have it going on that you've watched more of the show than you actually have. Because 6 episodes equates out to roughly 3 hours instead of half an hour. But also, nothing happens in Hetalia, so it feels like it's going on forever. I watched 6 episodes, and I feel like I watched 2 hours of a show.
Whereas, really, I guess that'd be 30 minutes?
Yeah.
If that, with credits.
Yeah. If you skip the opening and ending, the show is about 3 minutes per episode. Well, maybe a little bit more than that, but it's still very, very short. The problem with it really is, though, if you divorce Hetalia from the issues you can take with history, for example, Japan did not invent the U-boat, and Japan did not pal around with Germany and Italy during World War II because it was spending the entire time in the Second Sino-Japanese War invading China and kicking the crap out of China, and then getting the crap kicked out of it by China. If you remove those problems from this show, there isn't anything to talk about, because nothing happens.
I mean, I'm willing to believe that they cut out a lot of the side characters and the more serious aspects of it so they could focus on, like, a limited cast, so you can actually not really develop certain characters, but at least feature them more. I'm willing to believe, you know, that they dropped a lot of the Axis power people just to focus more on crazy Italy and crazy Russia, everyone. But, like, I think this show would benefit from better pacing, at least.
The pacing in this show needs to be significantly faster, and more stuff needs to be going on. World War II, after all, was one of history's greatest conflicts, and they represent this by the Axis power sitting around and sometimes talking about stuff. Although more often than not, the stuff that they talk about is Italy does something annoying, and Germany reflects on how what Italy is doing is annoying. And that's it.
Right, but, like, I mean, I wish there wasn't so much going on in parallel, so many time skips.
I suppose. You're going to have to talk about that one yourself, because you watched 3 times as many episodes as I did.
Mm-hmm. I've seen 21 of the 50-something episodes. I mean, you've got little tiny time skips that take up maybe 30 seconds to a minute of an episode, talking about some country's background. I mean, you need a little bit of background information, I guess, but, you know, it's pretty loosely interpreted, too, just like the rest of the series. I mean, you've got Italy talking about hanging out with his grandfather, Roman Empire. You've got Revolutionary War plot and America symbolically cleaning out his closet and looking back on Revolutionary War stuff and
Is
tough
that
times.
What that was?
Yeah.
When you told me cleaning out the closet, I assumed that had to be some sort of representation of Manifest Destiny.
I mean, it was tough to tell, really, at first, but then it kind of went more towards, like, the conflict America had with England.
I guess. I don't really know. I didn't see this, after all. Knowing Hetalia, there was a short gag where the animation quality stopped for a few seconds, and then it went back to whatever. Do you remember that? When World War II was starting and Germany was building clocks for France or something, and Italy shows up. It's like, hey, Germany, give me a job. And then the animation quality turned into XKCD.
I mean, to be fair, other shows do that too. Azumanga Daioh does it well, but... yeah, I mean, you know, it's a 5-minute show. Can you not...
No. No.
All right.
It was just... because this show doesn't get to get away with things like that because this show is bad. If this show was good, like Azumanga Daioh or Cromartie High School, then I would be accepting of it. But no, this show is stupid, so it can't. That's what I want to talk about. We're never talking about a show like this ever again. None of these short little gag-a-day shows where things like this, because nothing interesting happens unless we talk about Cromartie High School. That's a show worth talking about.
Right. So, I mean, that's one way they build historical background. Then there's another way of, like, what they do in some cases, they'll throw a big block of text at you. And, I mean, I've been watching these episodes on Hulu, so I've been able to kind of pause it, catch what's actually being said. But, you know, if you were watching on TV, what would you do?
It's important to note that these blocks of text are not a single line. Sometimes when in anime, when they need to explain something cultural that the audience may not understand, there'll be a quick little line that goes up on the screen for about 30 seconds so you can read it. In Hitalia, there are bricks of text that exist over at least one quarter of the screen that are up there for 1 second. And that's not an exaggeration. They are on there for 1 second.
You pretty much have to pause it, and this isn't something they just put into the subtitles. We watched the subs because that's what was on Hulu, but, like, it was on there in Japanese. It's not saying it's just for the benefit of foreigners.
Yes, seriously.
Hitalia expects you to have a really weird understanding of history. It expects you to conveniently forget a lot of the horrible things that happened in World War II.
Specifically all of the Japanese war crimes being one of them.
Yeah. But then there are other things they'll randomly tell you about, like the curse of Russia. Like, apparently there was some sort of thing where whenever something bad happened to Russia, 18 years later it would happen to Japan. I mean, that is the most random stuff ever, but they're just little obscure details that they're in to make that stuff make more sense. But then they don't talk about, like, the overarching plot stuff. They kind of expect you to know a little bit and conveniently forget.
They don't talk about how the fact that Germany didn't do anything with Japan because its entire military force was based in occupying France and then spending all of its time trying to get into the Soviet Union.
Yeah. Another thing that really struck me about Germany and even Italy is, like, they were surprisingly not racist, where they totally would have been in World War II. They were only teaming up with Japan out of convenience. They didn't actually respect them.
That was the weird thing, though. Germany supported China throughout the conflict with Japan. There, if you look up the Second Sino-Japanese War, Germany supplied China with supplies. I know that's redundant, but you know what I mean. They supplied them with economic support. It's so weird. It doesn't matter. There are so many historical faults in this show, counterbalanced by weird historical knowledge that's sort of relevant, but not really. I mean, do they ever go into the bombing of Pearl Harbor?
They haven't yet.
It doesn't even seem like it would be hard for them to do. That's really the problem historically. All of the characters are based on the way the nations exist now, as opposed to, except for Italy, who's based on Italy during the Renaissance and the Italian Wars, rather than the way the nations were back during this actual timeline. Germany isn't a Nazi psychopath or trying to conquer everyone else and take all of their stuff. America isn't all nationalist, so to speak, and very isolated and trying to ignore World War II until Japan comes up and steals whatever represents Hawaii.
I mean, it's important to remember, like, if you're watching this series, take it with not a grain of salt, but a giant block of salt, because they're basically trying to squeeze history into 5-minute episodes.
But that's really the problem. Like I said earlier in the podcast, if you remove the history nerd raging you can do against Italia, there's no substance to it. Nothing happens in this show. There are entire stretches of characters sitting around doing nothing.
I forget even how the Axis powers ended up on a desert island. Somehow they're there. I don't know why. They're just kind of on vacation. It's like a beach episode, but it's a beach series.
That's what I thought this show was. I'd heard about Italia in passing and knew about it by name and nothing else. I thought the entire thing was a high school comedy where all the characters are representative of different nations and that world wars would be represented by food fights. That would be cool. Well, okay, I say that very cautiously because high school comedies are never funny unless they're Azumanga or Cromarty, but it would be better than this. At least something would be happening.
Who'd be the teacher, I wonder?
The moon.
Whoa. Oh.
JFK.
So you're mentioning the countries representing how they are now. Italia's pretty anachronistic. At some point, they mentioned DVDs.
Yeah, they get into a weird gag where Italy talks about German porn.
Yep. And then later on, there's this random-ass documentary about how Germans didn't like it when people cut in line, but then Italians would cut in line and then take forever at the grocery store because the Spanish guy who's the front of the line ringing people up would stop and chat with Greece forever.
Greece is the only tolerable character in the entirety of this show. And I say that wholeheartedly because he only appears in one scene during the UN meeting at the beginning of the show, and anything he appears in after episode 6 is irrelevant because I'm never watching them. But he appears in one segment of the UN section at the beginning of the show, and he's asleep, so he can't talk and make me hate him.
He does start chatting, though, in the episode where, like, they're having that random documentary, though. But he's just kind of blah, 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 blah. He doesn't say really anything of substance.
Well, no kidding. Really? That surprises me from this show.
So, like, I mean, it's supposed to be this short German documentary of cultural differences that way, and it's being narrated in English. I mean, English. They couldn't find a native English speaker to read those lines. I don't know. Anime are so different in terms of, like, how good quality their English are. The English is.
Oh, no. It's that was a good representation of English, though. So,
yes.
Kudos. I don't know. I didn't watch that part. I watched 6 episodes and just like, I'm done. There is nothing to see in this show. If you want a history nerd rage about this sort of thing, just go read some alternate history fiction book. At least then, if you're going to rage about it, you can take some solace in knowing this is a work of fiction, I can let this sort of thing go. But it's always supposed to be based on actual history. And then, if you do the MST3K mantra and say, it's just a show, I'm going to relax about it, then there's nothing of substance to say. Nothing fun happens in Italia. In 6 episodes, at least 4 times, if not significantly more, I literally looked at my screen and said out loud at the screen, was that the joke? Was that supposed to be funny? Because it wasn't.
Alright, if you've ever seen Azumanga Daioh, you know how Asaka's out-there-ness kind of gets represented sometimes, how she'll just really space out. That's kind of what happens with Italy, except it's supposed to be more of a joke, and then it doesn't really catch.
The problem with it is that Osaka's almost dementedly out-there nature was charming. It was interesting because Osaka was so bizarre that you couldn't help but be interested in her. Italy in this show is just an annoying douchebag. There's nothing charming about him. You just want to throttle him. And that's the same thing for every character except maybe Germany. Germany is sometimes acceptable because sometimes he tries to be serious about the worldwide conflict that's going on.
Knowing what I know about the show now, and knowing how many fangirls there are, yaoi fangirls, I kind of don't feel sorry for the characters anymore for being put in those positions.
Bizarrely enough, or maybe this is appropriate considering the Japanese affiliations during World War II, the only character who comes anywhere near sympathetic is Germany. in the prelude to World War II, as a, the result of the Treaty of Versailles, Germany has to pay reparations to France by building clocks. And for a brief second, you think that might actually go somewhere and be this sort of... Germany was in a bad spot during World War II, so while they did commit a lot of atrocities, it's understandable in some ways. And whether or not you necessarily agree with that, that would have been an interesting direction to take a story, but then Italy shows up and things just go to shit.
And, like, they suddenly skip from World War I to World War II, you know, aside from that whole clock-making deal. And then it's like, oh, you know what, let's go fight them, because it's World War II. They don't really get into the motivations all that much, which would have been a great thing to do with those characters.
Yeah, that would have been actually kind of cool if they had betrayed France as being this massive dick, and then Germany being the downtrodden character who needs to rise above, but then becomes what he most hates by delving into Nazism and trying to conquer the rest of the world. That would have actually been interesting. That's why this show needs to be Fist of the North Star.
Well, I mean, like, they started going that way with it. They just stopped.
I was not going into this expecting very much, but this is just... Regardless of the raging and loss of potential that we're talking about now in the show, nothing happens. No, there are episodes of just nothingness, where nothing goes on.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I was sort of skittish about talking about this show. I don't really know what there is to say other than complaining about the lack of history and Japan's tiny penis.
Oh, that's right. There's another joke about miniaturization.
Joke in massive finger quotes.
Every series has to have an onsen episode where they're bathing in the hot springs. And so the Axis powers were hanging out in the hot springs naked and stuff. And they just talked about miniaturization. And Japan was talking about how it built U-boats and miniaturized them, put them in different colors, a different seasonal color coming out every year. And Italy's like, can you miniaturize me? And then Japan's like, no, we don't miniaturize Italy. And then, like, Italy at some point leans over, kind of stares at a certain spot in the water, is like, hey, you miniaturized that too?
The moment is so unsubtle that Japan might have just walked into the scene with a sandwich board that says, I have a tiny penis and I'm sad about it.
I mean, I guess that's, like, the one part where Japan sort of makes fun of itself in the series.
That would have been so bewilderingly out there, so random, that I might have gotten a chuckle out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If you like this show, you're stupid and I hate you. That's not true. I don't hate you if you like this show, but you're wrong. Provably wrong. There is an equation out there that proves that Italia is not interesting. Some sort of greater boredom algorithm.
Nice.
Yeah.
So? Is that about it?
I suppose that it is. Don't watch this show. You can spend 5 minutes better by staring into your own ceiling. Don't even try. Don't try to find any entertainment value out of this. Read a book that doesn't have any words in it, and you will have spent your time better.
Hitalia!
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why sometimes the screen will just randomly pop up, Hitalia. I mean, I don't imagine they have that many commercial breaks in a 5-minute episode.
The thing that gets me about that is that it seems like a time fill. Your episodes are 5 minutes long. Why in the name of God do you need to fill time? It's sort of like when, there's so many things like that. This show is really boring, but every now and then something really stupid will happen. Usually when America comes on the screen. I mean, seriously, if you ever wanted to hate America, this is a show that will make you do it, because he never shuts the fuck up.
And he's somehow in charge of combat, and then he always tells them to retreat.
Well, that's the thing, that I guess it's supposed to be this jab at America, who, it's this weird mixing of American representation of itself in World War II now, as opposed to what America actually did in World War II, because most Americans think that our role in World War II was we showed up after Europe got its ass kicked and then beat the shit out of Germany, which isn't true. We showed up at the end of the war and we're like, yeah, we'll help you guys out since it now serves our own self-interest. But Germany was mostly taken out by the Soviet Union because they kept trying to invade it, despite the fact that it was 9 million degrees below zero. and they didn't bring a good coat. It's not funny. That's the one thing. You will never pay attention to the things that are wrong with some of the nations because you just want them to shut up.
Like Greece.
Yeah, everybody be like Greece and take a nap. That would make this a better show. It wouldn't be a good show. You'd watch it and be like, why is everyone taking a nap? But it'd be better than what actually happens, which might as well be the same thing because a lot of the times the characters just stand around being annoying.
Hitalia!
Yeah, exactly.
Alright.
Let's stop talking about Hitalia so that I never have to think about it ever again.
Sounds good.
How do we sync this one up? I'm not saying Hitalia, you can forget it.
Alright then. On the count of three, miniaturization.
Okay.
One, two, three.
And now, the nations of the world, brought to you by Yakko Warner.
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru, Republic, Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean, Greenland, El Salvador, too, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Venezuela, Honduras, Guyana, and still, Guatemala, Bolivia, then Argentina, and Ecuador, Chile, Brazil, Costa Rica, Belize, Nicaragua, Bermuda, Bahamas, Tobago, San Juan, Paraguay, Uruguay, Suriname, and French Guiana, Barbados, and Guam. Norway and Sweden and Iceland and Finland and Germany now one piece. Switzerland, Austria, Czechoslovakia, Italy, Turkey and Greece. Poland, Romania, Scotland, Albania, Ireland, Russia, Oman. Bulgaria, Saudi Arabia, Hungary, Cyprus, Iraq and Iran. There's Syria, Lebanon, Israel, Jordan, both Yemen, Kuwait and Bahrain. The Netherlands, Luxembourg, Belgium and Portugal, France, England, Denmark and Spain. India, Pakistan, Burma, Afghanistan, Thailand, Nepal, and Bhutan, Cambodia, Malaysia, then Bangladesh, Asia, and China, Korea, Japan, Mongolia, Laos, and Tibet, Indonesia, the Philippine Islands, Taiwan, Sri Lanka, New Guinea, Sumatra, New Zealand, then Borneo, and Vietnam, Tunisia, Morocco, Uganda, Angola, Zimbabwe, Djibouti, Botswana, Mozambique, Zambia, Swaziland, Gambia, Guinea, Algeria, Ghana. Rwanda, Lesotho, and Malawi, Togo, the Spanish Sahara is gone. Niger, Nigeria, Chad, and Liberia, Egypt, Benin, and Gabon. Tanzania, Somalia, Kenya, and Mali, Sierra Leone, and Algier. Dahomey, Namibia, Senegal, Libya, Cameroon, Congo, Zaire, Ethiopia, Guinea, Bissau, Madagascar, Rwanda, Mayor, and Cayman. Hong Kong, Abu Dhabi, Qatar, Yugoslavia, Crete, Mauritania, then Transylvania, Monaco, Liechtenstein, Malta, and Palestine, Fiji, Australia, Sudan.